Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend. His website is norwoodanalytics.com. Norwoodanalytics.com. If you'll go there, you'll find the articles that that Sam writes and on very prolifically, and you will become smarter. So, and you'll thank me later, by the way. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the president's presidential campaigns and who would be best for small business. Mm-hmm. Sam, I'm going to report from Main Street. I'm going to give you a report from Main Street here, and I'll let you comment on what I'm about to say. Barack Obama, his economic. I hate to call it a policy because I don't think it's you can call it a policy. But the Barack Obama presidency, I'll put it that way, has been an abject failure from an economic standpoint, and it has manufactured uncertainty on Main Street. It hasn't just allowed it; it has manufactured uncertainty. And I can give you a list of dozens of examples of things that he has either said or done. His administration has said or done. That has harmed and set back Main Street small businesses. And anybody who campaigns that they're going to continue those policies cannot be said to be on the side of small business. What do you think?
Yep. Well, I think, first, Barack Obama has never been in a business or operated a business. He has no idea how business works. And he doesn't much like business.
That's the
pretty obvious.
That's the ideological part. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's the most dangerous part. The ideology.
Yeah. So fundamentally,
not the ineptitude, but the ideology.
So fundamentally, his inclination on everything that he does is going to be not in favor of business, small or large.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with regulation. It has to do with so many different things. The question that we need to be asking as small business people is, do we want an extension of the Obama policies into the next 4 years, or do we want an alternative to that? I think most resoundingly, most small business people would want some alternative to what they've experienced under the Obama years. Yes, I would say the economy is better today than at the beginning of Obama's administration, not because of Obama, but in spite of Obama.
Right.
That's a clue.
That's the right way to say it.
That's, you know, so there's a clue as to whether or not small, let's just say it. It is clear now after last night that that if she's able to run, and that's still going to be a question, the FBI is still looking at things. But if Hillary Clinton is able, she will be the nominee for the Democrats.
Well, and let's be fair about it. And she's the one who says she's going to continue the policies of Obama. But
yeah.
Let's be fair about this, though, Sam. Donald Trump is the apparent nominee for Republicans. It seems that he probably will be, but he's as much a business owner as he is. Even though he's made payroll many times and has created jobs, those are things we like. But at the same time, he has elements of his ideology that are not conducive to small business, like his attitude on eminent domain, his attitude about trade. That's very frightening, and other things.
Yeah.
So small business owners in this next election have a lot to worry about. There's a lot at stake here, Sam.
Yes, there is, and the populist the rise of populism as illustrated by both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm.
the populism is, well, hey, this sounds good. Let's all bring jobs back. Let's give all, you know, and Bernie Sanders, as the socialist, says, let's give free stuff. And of course, he won't be a factor in the campaign anymore. But
he's pulled her left. He's pulled
her
Hillary
to the left.
And
yep.
we'll see how things roll out at the convention. Hey, Sam,
it'll
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for the good analysis today. Come back soon.
You bet. All right,
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we get smarter when Sam joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.